So you have two chatzeres next to each other, and the smaller one, the larger one, and a smaller one, and the smaller one opens up into the larger one, totally open on one side. So the larger one will because it's larger will extend beyond the opening to the on both sides of of the opening. The same case you had an error. Okay. The Gedalo Dev is a laminate study. The Gedalo continues on both sides to be larger. So Katana Lachashiva Kibayas if the Yatzma. So we discussed before in the previous sif, if there's the Tzoya in one room and he's in another room, is the situation. Because the smaller one opens up totally, that one full side is missing where it hits the larger one. So you cannot consider the smaller one as a totally separate room. Kimin shenifritzu b'melua l'gdolo. Avla gdolo, kimin shiksoleo oitvim al shel ktana, misadzeh, chashiva kibayis b'fniyatzma. For the larger one, because the walls extend on both sides of the smaller one. So when you're standing in the larger one, looking towards the smaller one, you'll see a wall on this side and a wall on this side, and you'll see an opening in the middle. You're standing on the smaller one, facing the larger one, all you see is an opening. You don't see any wall at all. So chashiva kibayis b'fniyatzma. So the larger one is considered a separate room vis-a-vis the smaller one, not vice versa. Okay, so therefore that means like this. Hilkach nimtzoya b'gdolo, ozol ikris b'ktano, ad sheyarchik kashir. So somebody sitting in the ketano, all he sees no separation at all between him and the gdolo. So he's sitting in the ketano, and there's tzoya in the gdolo, he's also to read. But vice versa, somebody's in the gdolo, and there's tzoya in the ketano, it's a different room. As far as he's concerned,
Mr. Mervison.
Im tzer b'ktano, mutalikris b'gdolo, b'ler achoka, imeim agiloi reafra. As long as there's no issue of smell.
So we're in the smaller room?
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Burris of Kotnikov, Kashir. So he has to, the shear, the case where he's in the Ketana, and the story in the Gedala, he has to mark it down on this. Mimokim Shkola Reach, Kemukha Vesyosavai and Rioloch. However, if the tzoyas in the katana, he's allowed to read and standing in the gdolo as long as he doesn't get the smell. Now, in the previous sif, he discussed that maybe a machitza or a separation of a different room works for the smell as well. And here he's just saying, no, you have to mark it. If there's a smell, there's a problem. Okay, sif dal. We have this case before. In regards to the issue of tziruf of two rooms for minyan, a group of people, some are in the ketana, some are in the gedolo, right? So if the majority of your minyan is in the gedolo and the minority is in the ketana is considered not considered a separate room vis-a-vis the gedolo, but vice versa. The gedolo is considered a separate room vis-a-vis the ketana. Okay, Dalit. Soyas kelevichazir. So tzoya of a dog or of a chazir. Imnosin v'hen oris. So they would sometimes use this as the process of ibud, the process of tanning. There are chemicals in the tzoya which would help the process of the ibud. So when you put the two together, the combination is quite putrid. Therefore, machika mehem kamo mitzayas sodom. It has a din of tzayas sodom, you have to mark it. Vimlav, din of kedin tzayas shar behema chai v'oib, she'en sarkli harchik mehem, mehem hem reach ra. So that if there's no smell, the tzayas alone is not considered significant enough, different than any other animal. Now, vim yesh vim reach ra, din of kedin tzayas sodom, that you have a chiv to mark it. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Yichav Bates. If they do have a reach rab, but to learn, in Medina Sheesh Ben Reach, when we know that it smells, our Mistama ain't circle, leave the bazaar, the Mistama ain't Ben Reach. You're not looking up to check, because usually they don't, but if they do, you'd have to be Marchik. Reach Ra, so what's called Reach Ra? Hanu Kol Shadar Pari Odom, Nistar Ma Isa Hareach. This normally bothers people, this level of smell. Something which has a natural bad smell, not because of decomposition, certain chemicals, they have a naturally, so itrin is a type of a pitch of a kadaima. Mutter, velonikrit soya, elamasha nisrach machmas ipush, it's decomposing due to the, it's putrefying due to the decomposition. So therefore, fine. But if it does have a reach rasa, then the soyas kelev does have like soyas soda. It's one of the bein and harchokad al adamas. You welcome shekola reach mila acharov milafonov kibmoy enov. Gets a full din. You have to mark it al adamas from welcome shekola reach. If it's not visible, if it's visible, you have to mark a kimoenov. If this was a type of tzoya which produced the reach, even after the reach has ended, it still maintains its din of tzoya sodom. Kamokim karchol alay v'shem tzoya v'osur kimoen b'tzoya sodom. That's the sheet of the mechaber. So the Mishnah Berurah. Magen Ram Chelik calls it upsa, calls it uposak. And he says like this: the sam tzoyas behema chayvayif. Levad me'elo yedum shereich and ram oid kilekamon. There are certain animals which produce a very strong bad smell naturally, but in general, most of them. I feel even if they have a reich ra, this specific animal, which normally doesn't have a bad smell, but in this specific instance, it does have a bad smell. And reich ra kosa kolkach b'darka lifsek. Normally, that goes away pretty quickly, and therefore, alkein ein dinam ketsoya vein tzarach laharchagel ad makom sheyichla hareich. There's no dinam dalanamis. The smell is because of ipush. So anything with the smell because of ipush, you need to be marked. But that's not. But there's no din of dalal amas because it's not the item itself is intrinsically yosur. Can't possibly say we're mugging gibberto. So we have the mechaber saying it's considered like tzoya soda, which means you need dalal amas or makam shakala reach, because giving a din of tzoya, and tzoya there's an issue of makam. That machan has to be, and since the smell is there, there's something wrong with your machan. The Magarom is saying it's not considered a tzoya, but it's a bad smell due to ipush, which you have to be markik. But you have to be markik, then you shouldn't smell it while you're saying the davar shebekedusha. So you don't need dalan hamas. Derechayim, sorry, reduce sake of the dinam. The kamer kriyishma, the korban said dalan hamas kares of bekarei, but tefila yasim yispalo, but yasim im yotzah shtein the davar in sham. It's a suffix. So the kriyishma, you repeat it again. By shmonesa, you would daven tefila the davar. Make it tonight. If you're not machuyev, it should be tefila the davar. Menilah redein laachra klaling in tefila, the harbor kodem serving kemogan of ramah. And mishaburah takes it a step weiter and says, you're not machuyev the machmer. By tzoyas, by Shmonesra. Okay, now what are the exceptions of chayav oif where the reach, the types of tzoya of animals which are problematic? So sifhei tzoyas chamor haraka lachos shabo meyaderech. So tzoyas chamor after it's traveled, so it's. It produces a loose type of a excrement, so that is a very bad smell. And mitzoyas chasul unemia, the tzoya of a chasul of a cat unemia is, I don't know exactly what it is, some type of a small animal. Unavela masrachas or unavela as it's rotting, all of these dinim ketzoyas odom. Therefore, you need dalanam b'samachem shekol areich. Ruhelach b'derech. You can actually visualize the tzoyas behemah in the distance. Maybe this is tzoyas chamor, which you mechuyev di marchik, but rather maybe we assume it's probably from another animal, which you're not mechuyev di marchik from. The place where chamorim were common, a lot of work they were, did a lot of work around the city. So near the city, you would have to be, you have to chosh that maybe that's what it is. Vav Birshalmi Oyster Likris Kenegan may ragle chamor abam in a derech. Not only is it soya oser, but also the may raglayim of the chamor abam in a derech is also oser. And Kenegan soya is tarnagarlim aduma, a red type of tarnagol. Okay. Yeshibura chavei soya is chamor. We assume that these items, Sayas Kamor, after came from a trip, Sayas Tasul and Nemiya, and Nevel and Nisrach, all of these Mistam have a Reich. Rav, Ken, Afila, Imizam, and Pamachad, Shein Mas Marichin, is still lost, even though this time.
Shein Mas Reichin?
Yeah, Marichin, I'm sorry. Even though at this time it doesn't smell, it's still lost.
Said Marichin.
Darbalik and Sayas Adam.
Said Mas Reichin.
Because since in general they do produce a smell like soya sodom, okay, because among the rum binary alocha, okay. But tarnagelas aduma is a problem. He shalshana mashas the rest of them is shalafishi. He aduma he masrachas moed. V'achrenim kosu shatarnagelam adumim humash occur in English hun, which is also pronounced called the Indic, which is a turkey. It has a very strong smell. It's good not to keep them near where you are learning and davening. If a person is a Talmud Chacham, you're going to be Mahara, and it's also Mahara. So it's not a good idea to keep those birds near the there near the house. Okay. Zion. Tzayas tarnagelam aholchim bebayis. Didik tzayas behem b'chayav oif. The tarnagel, which is able to move around, you keep it in the large house where people live. So that tzaya is not considered masrachas. That's not a problem. Aval halul shalahem yesh b'sirchim medinik tzayas adam. If you have a chicken coop, there's a large amount of soy over there, and it just develops and becomes a place of sirchon, and therefore that it has in like soy sodom. Chav zayin halacha b'bayis afili mikra chayusim mechameshes mini dogen gam ken yesh lahakli. Even though that they eat the grains, which produce when they decompose on the body, when the body makes them into excrement, they have a stronger smell. Still, it's mutter because man shall yudin and should tzosim masrachas unless you know otherwise. Vav is a yeshal beitzosim yudua shaos tzosim masrachas moil. Okay, poshut the din of oskin tzoya sodom mechanal. When they're sitting on their eggs, their tzoya is a stronger tzoya and has a stronger smell. That's considered tzoya sodom.
What?
Well, he right now he just says
what animal?
It says birds. Is there any bird? Halul shalahem, but if it's in the end of the coop, hubinyan katan mahotzil abazim regdan agalim. It's a small building made for your avas, your geese, or a tarnagel, or your chicken. Mimeish rabba b'tzaya yesh b'sirchan b'humos. There's a large amount of soya there, becomes mias. Okay, did a katzaya sada. So the Chayyadim takes it, it says the same thing would be true in the barn where you keep the animals, you know, because it stays in there and it just sits there and it produces more and more, eventually becomes mos, and therefore there's an issue of while you're there that whole area becomes mos and you can't see the Ritara or the Kedusha over there, anything about Kedusha over there.
For any animal, or any animal that's in a barn,
we're saying is he's saying that the chayyim saying any animal,
like a zoo or.
I'm not sure a zoo could be a zoo is better. It's larger an area than you know. I guess it depends what you're talking about. You know, It's just in question. I'm not sure. Okay. Now, yes, I said the Chris can I get Ashba Sharecha Ra? You can't read near the Ashba, which has a bad smell. Means even though it doesn't have any tzai or meriglayim, but the ashba itself, as it decomposes, produces a bad smell, and that itself is a problematic. Chavtes recha ra, didn't look fault over, kitzai asadam. Okay, in tzai harach, min lefanel, kim lo einov, there's a chi of yumarach, min lefala, kim lo einov, and filo im yibu aloi, shein by tzai or meriglayim. There's no tzai from a person, no meriglayim, from a person. But the ashba itself, as it decomposes and the different items decompose, becomes also minotar. That's it. It's a minotar. Anything similar to what we're discussing over here? You're talking about that there's some type of material which is organic material and it's being masriach sheyesh ikar, and that the item is there, so you have a chi of demarchik like tzayas adam v'chabohay machanech al-kadoshem klar mashi magia alob reich ra in machanech al-kadusha masr likris. So any of these things will be problematic. So theoretically, if a person has a compost pile, as it really starts to really decompose, it really produces a very strong smell, not a pleasant smell.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it should be a problem. Now, Sif Test deals with Reach Rasha Einlewiker. It's just interesting to think of the order of the Machaber of the Sif Test and the next Siman. Both deal with the law issues of a person being Mafiach, a person of passing gas. So I would have incorporated the next sif into this. The main purpose of this sif is to discuss different types of sources of soya, you know, the types of soya. So it includes the dinner of reach over here. Yotimet a reach min lamata. The person passes gas. So the reach, the smell comes out of the lower part of his body. Also with the retaro. He cannot continue to learn until the smell dissipates. If somebody else passes gas, he is allowed to continue to learn. Because that would be make the requiring that would be not possible. Many times that they would use the base manager, people would sleep there and people would learn there. So you would create a difficult situation. As people are sleeping, many times they pass gas. However, for a person for davening, if somebody else passes gas, he cannot continue to daven until the smell passes. Okay, Sif Katan Lamed. What about the return? Mishum the Reach Rashen Loikir, who also mirach mirabanon. Since it's a Reach Rashen Loikir, there's no specific item over here that's causing the smell. It's just the person passed gas. Lekach legozu b'zeh, it's only drabanon. And they bitul Torah v'ayimah ganarav. So they weren't guys in this situation. Okay. Okay. Likras Kriyashma. Alavar Shum Brach. It's Lalav Kriyashma. He can't say any part of Tefillah when there's a Reach Ra. Also, it's until the smell passes. The Afshar Lots is the Chutz of Likras, but learning would become impossible. The person that's to step out for just davening, which is a limited amount of time, the person could step out and say the Shema, etc. So you do not need Dalet Amos in the Mokum Shekol HaReach. You just need it to pass where the beyond the point where you can smell the Reach. Now Reach Rash Ein Lewikir, you can spray an air freshener and it's mutter. If you can remove the smell by masking it with something else, the mice you don't smell it. So that is potentially you know, a heter which could be used. Okay. Simon Pei. Misha Bori Loy Shana Yochel Laman Alatsum Milhafiach. A person has some type of an illness, and he knows for sure that he will not be able to control himself and not to pass gas. The time it would take to say Kriya Shema and Shemon Esrei. So Mutar Shayav is man Kriya Shema Utfila below Yispalam and Mashi Yispalam below Gufnaki. It's better he should wait, and he'll end up not being able to daven. This will be is better than rather than davening in a situation that was not being clean. I was davening because of when the smell is there. If meanwhile because of this issue, the time for davening passes, onosu, he considered an earnest. And if this issue is corrected before mincha, then you misspell a mincha shtayim. You could daven mincha twice. If he feels that he can control himself long enough to say Shema, so Yaniach Tefillin Ben Abba LeKriya Shema, he should put on Tefillin right before Shema and say Shema, and he'll make a bracha over there, and he will say Shema and then take off the Tefillin. Okay. Sif Katan Aleph. Shibori Lo, he knows for sure that he can't do this. He's not for sure. He's worried he might pass gas, not that he's going to definitely pass gas. So in that situation, that's not proper. He does not have to wait. He should daven, and if gas comes, he'll pause. But he shouldn't wait because of the possibility maybe he'll pass gas. So in that situation where he's not able to control himself, Shena Yochel, but Shalom, I feel him. Lo Yomer Rak Kriya Shema Utfila Levad. He doesn't say Birchas Kriya Shema. He doesn't say Pesukah Nesirim. All he says is the three paragraphs of Shema and Shemon Esrei. Even that, Gam Kan Lo Yochel Atzar Atzmi Milafiach Bem. He cannot control his body not to pass gas. If that would be an option, that's what you should do. Even you can't daven all of davening with Sukkot Zimra and Birchus Kriya Shema, but at least say Shema and Shemon Esrei. So now, if by having the situation, this man Kriya Shema passed, it's better he should wait and pass man Kriya Shema, etc. Now, the Chachamim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. The Ein Loy Laver Zman Kriya Shema Shuda Raisa Mishum Zeh. This is the Raisa Zeh Shema. This is the Rabbanah. Chazal, we're not Maimid. There is Sir Remakim. You're going to lose your Raisa. Begamet Shubas Harosh Shemeno Makor Adin Loy Nizkir Shem Kriya Shema. And the source of this, if you notice on the side, is a Shubas Harosh. The Shubas Harosh does not discuss Shema. It discusses Tefillah. We're Makasah the who. Rak Shigur Delishna. The main point was the word tefillah, and Kriya Shema just got so like, you know, just got Shigur Delishna means just like the tongue is accustomed to say, but it was not that it belongs there. But right, the Tzimala Mechese Beis Isagam Kein Zeadin. Well, this is Shom Rak Tefillah Levada. This that is mentioned earlier, and there it says if you can't control your body from Gufnaki, if it be Gufnaki, it's better you shouldn't daven. Here mentions Dab Tefila, it doesn't mention Shema. The Gam Khan Saim Rak Batfila Levada. And says better Lo Yispalo Mimashi Yispalo Bala Gufnaki. So it talks about Tefila. The Shogunar continues on, moves away from Kriya Shema, talks about discussion of Tefila. So you see that the main point over here is Tefila. Kavanah says Shulchan Aruch Rak Lermer Da'ir is a Yeshana Hanagosa Yishim Spalo Tomid Kriya Shema Tefila Bizmana. And normally you daven Kriya Shema Tefila at the proper time. And over here, like Kriya Shema Levada in Birchus Seah Bal Yispalo. Here you'll say Kriya Shema with the brachas. You will not say Shemon Esrei. Kibetila Hu Emet Lethei Amelach Ganagado Hu Lo Fiachos. To start Tefila under these circumstances, that would be improper. Okay. Our kriyishma ena kumadav ima melech. Al shemakayim is a rotzon Hashem. He's borach. I'm keeping doing the Russian rotzon. Say shema. So I'll start, and hopefully he'll get through it. If not, the mitzvah deraisa of shema will allow him to continue. If that's what would be necessary to finish before the zman, he needs to keep doing saying shema, even though because of there's a reich rather, he should do so. You can't put on tefillin under those circumstances. So he'll say shema without tefillin. Later on in the day, if this issue subsides, he'll put on tefillin. So in a situation, the situation where he's able to control himself, b'shas kriya shema, he should put on tefillin between Ava and Kriya Shema and make a bracha. Take a bracha Kriya Shema, yichaltzim, and then you'll take it off right after Shema, right after you finish saying Shema. Okay. You can say, you put on the talus, the time it takes to say the bracha, your body is goof naki, so you'll put on the talus of the bracha. There's no difference kufnaki by tzitzit, so you can wear the talis as long as you want. Okay, miu. How did he not put on the talis earlier, but he could have. Now, he got the talis and tefillin right before Shema. You'll wrap yourself in the tzitzis without making a bracha, because just the act of putting it on is not considered a hefsik. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah, this is all talking about a person which he believes that this issue is going to pass, subside. For example, he had a bad reaction to some type of food. Later on in the day, I'll be able to daven the body being clean without a problem of gas. So we say, why should you daven now? Daven later on with a gufnok. This is his nature, not because of any specific item that he's eating. This is an ongoing issue that he has. He has an illness which causes him to pass gas constantly. So if we're going to say that he doesn't, shouldn't daven, he'll never daven. So you basically, in that situation, you're creating an untenable situation. He's allowed to daven without, even though there's passing gas. So the Isser Darabonon of Reach Rashi and Lewiker is not going to preclude this person from doing his mitzvah deraisa of Shema, or even the mitzvah of Darabonon as well, of saying Tefillah B'tzibur, which is a mitzvah derabbah. Can yikra kishra mispalo. So even though he's going to pass gas, he should daven. The Pichadosh calls of Gam Kain Koch. The Pichadosh agrees to this psak of this Chubas from Ma. However, and he added, but when he does reach the point where he has to pass gas, Yafsik, actually, he'll pause until the wrath dissipates. Okay, he will continue davening. The smell will pass, it will continue davening. People got on this topic. The after the shari lay became gavdol and the tefillin gam came. Maybe he should allow the word tefillin under the circumstances as well. We said that you don't put on tefillin if you think you're going to have the problems of passing gas. But this person, this is his body, he'll never put on tefillin otherwise. That's not proper either. The Hech Yaker Loyla mitzvahs and say the rice of the tefillin ayin shot. Okay, so you're going to lose the mitzvah totally. That's not mistake. But nearly the kavanah is rebegadim rak hanocha al ezer regoy. What he means, he'll put it on for a short period of time. Rakin the kaiyim mitzvah say enough that he'll be able to mekayim the mitzvah putting on tefillin. Yes, he means have a variyosa. Why should you continue to wear tefillin when you know to wear tefillin when a person passes a gas? The process of putting on both the shayad and shalrush takes 2, 3, 4 minutes, and he'll definitely pass gas during that time. So better, yuniachum echod echod, he'll put on the shayad, take it off, then wait till if he passes gas, then he'll wait, and then he'll put on the shalrush and take it off. However, do not make a bracha. Because he's not really mechayev in tefillin, possibly. It's a different problem. The person has that he's constantly dripping meraglaim. He has no control over that. When the meraglaim is coming out of the body, we said that's, and he said the rice is to read. So I'll never be able to doubt it. Okay. So put some type of a catheter, some type of a bag which would go around the aver, and that will prevent the meraglim touching his outer begonim. So this would block the it touching the outer aver, the begonim. Because it's a test as we spell, and then it'll go into Shulam Voltavin. So as it's coming out, he'll hold pause. Achakach, you spell, and it'll continue to daven. Again, because of this is an ongoing problem, we're going to let him start under these circumstances. And when later on he asks, the meraglim is coming out, he'll pause. Now, the davke shalhutu l'tafte b'shosh amasul l'spalo. It's all talking about the beginning of the davening. He had relieved himself. He knows in the course of his davening Shemoneh Esrei, some meraglim will come out later on. So you start right now, and when it happens, you'll pause. We're going to amount to that, rather than prevent the person from ever having an opportunity to daven. Okay. That should be. Okay. Let's touch it, pay out a little bit. Okay.
This issue is because it's coming out, not because of the meraglim itself.
Right, it's because it's coming out. So the meraglim is going to get absorbed in this
thing,
this bag which he puts there. Then the modern version of that would be some type of a bag to catch the meraglim. So that's not the problem. It's not going to get onto his. It's not touching his body. It's not going into any of his outer garments. So it's not the issue. The issue is as it comes out of the body, there's an issue. So when that happens, he'll pause. But the place we grapple with is a case of a person who you'd have to cover, obviously you have to cover the bag, etc. A person never doesn't know.
Right.
In other words, the person doesn't have feeling over there, certain illnesses, they don't have feeling over there. So he has no way to know to pause, right? So if I recall correctly, that at least if at the beginning of the, if he can check right before he davens, you can check that those things coming out, he let it start, and later hold that, and you have to worry about the possibility that it'll, later on it'll be metafta.
This baguette doesn't have a good deal of graph already, or doesn't move miyuchad for this?
Well, it's mechalikus, but you cover it.
You cover it.
Right.
What's the tafta? Is it like drips?
It's a drip, yeah. Okay. Okay, Simon Pei Aleph. did say as katag. Katag shigila klal shachi yichetzah b'yochol lechol kazai is dogan b'day shiyochol gadol lechol achilas pras. Marchigim mitzi also memer agua. Okay, so like this. So he sort of works backwards that a katan when a child is born, the tzoya of a child is not considered, doesn't have a dinner of tzoya. The foodstuffs that it's consuming are not, do not cause it normally to be masriach enough that that's a problem. When does it become a problem? When the child reaches the age where he can start eating the grains. So now, child is eating the grains, so that's your real carbohydrates. So the body processes them and then creates soya, and that soya has a din of soya salt. Now, what about a child who he himself has not started to eat grains, but most children at that age have started to eat grains? So that's already a problem. Now, we say able to eat grains, the kid can get in one kernel of one little piece of wheat out of every 3 days. That's not called eating grains. So what is called eating grains? The shear that a person can eat. What's called kadechilas pras. If a child can eat a kazayas of dogon, one of the grains, the time it takes for a gadol to eat a pras, a chilas pras, so that's already considered that he's able to eat grains, and now that'll affect his soya. It's interesting that the presentation of it. Now, I would have written like a katan before he can eat grains, his soya is not a problem. When he can eat grains, his soya is a problem. And the shear for that is, the chaber goes straight into, a katan who's not eating, but he reaches the age where others tell him good, that's a problem.
He doesn't write in an active voice.
What?
He doesn't write in the most active voice.
No, I'm saying, first tell me that there's a locha that soya's cotton is not a problem. Then tell me a locha that a soya of a cotton who's able to eat grains is a problem. And tell me the share for that. Then you tell me a cotton who is not eating, but he's of the same age as other ones who could eat, is also a problem. I mean, that'd be the logical progression. Mm-hmm. That's how I would have presented it. Right? But the Bechaber skips the first two steps. Mm-hmm. Right? It doesn't tell me soya's cotton is not a problem. It doesn't tell me that needing grain is when the problem starts. It tells me a cotton who is not eating grains, so he's at age, other cottonim could eat grains, it also has a problem. What problem? Mm-hmm. So it's not a full. I mean, it's not a kasha of the mechaber, but the Gemara does this, which is not a kasha of the Gemara because that's something the Gemara writes, and sometimes the mechaber will follow the language of the Gemara. Okay, katan shigia, so katan aleph. Daf a katan, but gadol fila in a yochel lechol klal dogan mechikin misiosim imiragla. Once he's a gadol already, he's matured a little bit. Whether he can eat dog or not is irrelevant. There's a child has an illness. He has a gluten issue and he can't have any grains. He's not eating any grains. But once he reaches a certain age, this becomes an irrelevant point. What's that age? He's 6 or 7 years old. If he reaches an age that a child who's developed as he is would be able to eat a kazayas dog and kazayas pras. We have not seen this child eating. So we make an assumption. Like the Sivkot before said, okay, so we know for sure he cannot. Well, he reaches a certain age, I don't care whether he can or he cannot, it's irrelevant. Here we're talking about a child which we don't know that he cannot. Maybe he could. We have no knowledge that he is. But since other children that age, that development, usually can, we assume that he can as well. Filomeno yochol lechol el yadei bishul. He can only eat it by having it cooked beforehand. Mikvi achil, that's also called achil. Avon makotan hu cholish. Let's say you have a child who's weak. He's not well. We do a lot of shein yochol lechol kazayis v'dechil espras. And we know for sure he cannot eat. So then, If that's the situation of the child, he cannot eichadaz of a dog in medechilas bras. His sayah is not problematic, even though he's 3 or 4 years old. And that's the case we said before in Sekhanala, but he reaches the age of 6 or 7, it is a problem.
Why do they give a range for these ages? And like, is it 6 or is it 7? And then if you're not 6 or 7, and 5 is assumably not 6 or 7 either, but...
Normally the phrase kibar sheis, kibar sheva is used because we say sometimes the... there's levels of maturity and development. Some children get that more quickly, some children get them more slowly. So that's the idea of kibar sheis, kibar sheva.
But this context is sort of like, you're saying he's dafka not developed, but he's just, because he reaches a certain level of maturity even if he's not eating.
No, he's the one to tell which has developed. He reaches that, but he can't eat dog. Right? So we would compare him. I imagine we would compare him to children of that level of development. Whether that are these ones which are considered a more quicker development than the kibar sheish, or the ones which are slower, which are bar sheva.
6 or 7 months or years?
Years.
Eating grain?
The child has a gluten issue, can't have any grains.
Although that was saying dafka katan, meaning a gut, but once you're 6 or 7, it doesn't matter if you don't eat anything.
Right.
Probably in reality, people much younger than this already are of the age where other kids of their age would eat this amount.
No. Stop. There's one, when he's each a certain maturity of the body, 6 or 7 years old, what he eats is irrelevant.
Right.
Base. Then we say most children, when they reach the age of 1 or 2 years old, are eating because I say achilas pras. So if I see a child and I don't know if he can or he can't, so I assume he probably can. Let's say a child is, whatever reason, that age is not well. We know that he's not well and he's not eating because I say achilas pras, so then he's not a problem. Mm-hmm. And that can continue, even though he's 3 or 4 years old, that can still continue. That child, when he hits 6 or 7, now it's a problem. Now, this all talking about that he never reached that level of development. At one point he was able, he reached that development where he was able to eat because I stayed this process of dogon. Now that he became weakened, he got an illness and that he lost that ability. Even he hasn't eaten for quite some time. He's reached the age where we consider that the body has developed to the point that he produces a tzoya, which is us. This child has never eaten dogon. If we don't have any reason to preclude that he can't, he grows it up in the country. All they have is rice. He has never eaten wheat, or any one of the grains. I don't care. But if he's developed normal, and normally children at that age would be able to do that, so even though he's never touched it, it doesn't make a difference.
He's kind of deriving
or inferring
that it was.
They argue at this point, and they say, no, if he never ate dog, he never ate dog. Or he hasn't eaten recently. He gave two examples. The child has never eaten dogon, or the child has eaten dogon for quite some time. But if you know specifically this child has eaten, I'm not sure what he means. He means recently, it sounds like. So then, you would have a chiv to daven over again. It's like tzoras kadol, and tzoras kadol you would admit the issa deraisa to say to daven under those circumstances. Dagon, gimel, kol chamisha mini kriyim, dagon mitzoras mesrachas. Any one of the five grains has it in the dagon with its purposes. You're dealing with, you know, they would make it as opposed to something, a baked good, they would make some type of a gruel, a cereal, like a farina or an oatmeal, whatever it is. Masharina kefima shayokol godol lechol me'oysa min achilas pras. So we measure a pras of amount of that type of food. Not a loaf of bread, but, you know, how much would that be measuring up this type of food? So if to eat a pras's worth of farina takes a gadol, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it is. So that's the shear. If a katan can eat a kazayas of dagan, in that time lapse, that's called he can eat dagan. Mishir pras, yeshamim sholosh bayim, yeshamim arba bayim. It's machlokes whether it's 3 bayim or 4 bayim. It is proper to stay away from soya in general, even of a very young child. You have a different problem. The child's nearby, you don't know what is on his clothing, and their ashpas had a din of soya, so probably the kid played in the ashpa, and probably what he has in his garment, something like a loch of soya. Nowadays, it's probably not such an issue. So, God will be able to eat kadesh pras. God is that, but so lemmer on a benini. It means an average person, not a person who can eat very quickly. Some people take very long to eat, some people take very short to eat. So, you mean an average person. If for this food it would normally take a gadol 5 minutes, 10 minutes to eat three or four bayams worth, whatever the shit you all like. If a katan cannot consume a kazayas in that time amount, so his soy is not a problem. He's eating a kezayas. Yosim is asher longer than the time of kreachilas pras. Reu kemisha oichol hayom chatzizayas or lamocha chatzizayas. The food is not mitzar, so that's not he eating a kezayas. He had a chatzizayas today, a chatzizayas tomorrow. Shekeinu alocha l'mashvisinai ba'alma she'en achilam mitzrefes l'shia arucha kuzum. So it's interesting that we could apply that concept to the din of tzoya. So once he reaches that age, that's when it reaches the point where his soya is problematic. Now, one thing you have to point out, even if a cotton is before that age, if the soya that he produces has a bad smell, so it's not better than the case of soya of a behemoth, which has a bad smell, which we said was awesome. What time is it?
Nine.
Let's hold it here. Okay. I think that we probably not gonna have a marv right now. Mm-hmm.